Now it's time to look at the odds on the biggest sporting events of the weekend. It's Better Bets with Oaklawn's Vice President of Racing and Wagering, Zach Gillum. Oaklawn Sports, Arkansas's best sports betting app.
Zach, how are you doing on a beautiful Thursday afternoon? A far cry from the mess we had yesterday. What's going on, man?
Yeah, doing wonderful. How are you guys today?
We are having a good time filling in for Justin Akery. Probably not having as good a time as he is. He's probably two or three margaritas deep by this hour, I would think. Or he should be. Zach, we are doing well. Zach, we got Razorback softball here, like within, I mean, if it goes off as planned, within the next 30, 45 minutes. You got anything on the board there?
No, nothing on softball. That one's one we can check back on and see, you know, as they get further, maybe when they get in the main tournament, you'll see it. But softball's rarely offered in the betting world.
Gotcha. Well, what about baseball? We got a 3-game homestand against Oklahoma. Razorbacks up on the hill this weekend. What's that looking like?
Yeah, so baseball, that will post the day of, but keep your eye out. That game will be on the board. That will be available once we get to the day of the game.
All right, I am 0-2, and I'm going to blame Todd Pierce for that.
I'll take the L for that. I will take the L.
Well, Zach, I know something that's for sure on the board, NBA. What are we looking at there?
4 games going, 2 tonight, 2 tomorrow. Right now the Pistons, a 3.5-point favorite over the Cavs. They lead that series 1-0. And then late tonight you have the Lakers and the Thunder. Thunder, an overwhelming favorite. I mean, they've been your favorite to win the championship since last year before they had won the championship. So -15.5, they're a heavy favorite here taking on the Lakers. And then tomorrow night you have 2 great matchups as well. The Knicks leading 2-0 in their series against the 76ers. And they're a slight dog on the road. So 76ers -1.5. And then the late game on Friday night, the Spurs and the Timberwolves. Right now that series tied up 1 apiece. Spurs a 4.5-point favorite in game 3.
Okay, I got to try to redeem myself a little bit. I know you don't have game odds for Arkansas-Oklahoma until tomorrow. What about the prospects of them? I guess you're doing futures on them making the World Series, right?
Yes, you can get futures on those. So College World Series, right now the Razorbacks 45-1. And if you're looking for those Little Rock Trojans, 225-1.
Okay, Trojans are having a nice season as well, so they – well, they'll make some damage in the postseason again if they get there. LSU doesn't want to see them, but yeah.
Well, and sticking with that Arkansas theme, basketball odds for next year on the board if you're looking for that. Arkansas 18-1. And then football, you have 3 games that are available as well as some future markets. So win total right now at 4.5. And then you have whether or not you know, they'll win the championship. That's obviously pretty long odds there. SEC, similar. The college football playoff, you're getting 60-1. And then those 3 games you have posted, they open it up as a heavy favorite against North Alabama. Right now, -40.5. And against Utah on the road, they are a dog, a little more than a touchdown, 7.5 points. And then back at home against Georgia, almost a 2-touchdown underdog. Georgia right now, -13.5.
That Utah's an interesting line.
That is an interesting line.
And 4.5 is the over and under on wins at this point, Zach?
Yeah, that is the regular season win total, 4.5. You're getting +136 on that over. Most of the action at this point coming on the under, -168.
Here's what I want to ask Zach. Zach, this is Coach Kelly. Are you playing the over or the under?
that's a good question. Every season, it's amazing how accurate or how close they are. I think we've had 1 or 2 years where they were off on this. But, you know, I'm the older I get, the more of a optimist I am. And, you know, I'd be leaning towards that over. I'm also someone that typically is looking for plus money. So, you know, if I really like the under, I don't know that -168 would stand out to me. However, a winning ticket is a winning ticket.
That is indeed the case. All right, Zach, before we finish things up here, we were talking earlier, and I know that you probably no odds yet, but talking about the Triple Crown and the Kentucky Derby winner not being in the Preakness and a kind of trend toward that. We chopped it up about whether they should change the dates of the Preakness and the Belmont to account for sort of a – evolution in the sport, but how will that affect the lines going into the Preakness when the Kentucky Derby winner is not going to participate?
Yeah, it'll definitely change things up. I mean, there'll be somebody that stands out on paper, whether it was a horse that maybe didn't quite get in the Derby but started coming on late in the season, or somebody that ran in the Derby and ran, you know, a knock-up race, maybe had an excuse for what they where they finished. My opinion that, you know, if you go back and look at the history of the Triple Crown, those dates have moved around. People like to believe that they've always been set in stone and always been exactly what they are today, and that's not the case. I would also say that, you know, we got a little spoiled. We went, what was it, almost 40 years without a Triple Crown winner, and then we had two in the span of about 5 years. So we started thinking, oh, this is easy. Oh, anybody can do this. You know, it's not just about being the best horse. It's also being able to turn around and run it in that short amount of time.
Yeah, that's what so Coach Kelly said.
I'm kind of both sides. Honestly, I wouldn't get too upset if they went either way with it. Those are things I don't get too tied up in. I focus on who's going to run in the race. And if somebody wants to skip to run for the Belmont, like they did last year with Sovereignty, or this year they're going to do with the winner from the Derby, I'm not going to knock them. It's their horse, and you know, best wishes to them.
All right. Good stuff, Zach. As always, we thank you, and we will talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend.